Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:08, and this is it. Your first chance to win your way into our secret show that we're doing up in Sonoma. Woohoo! We haven't done a live secret show in a while. We will take caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. You will get tickets to the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party on June 28th. And you'll be in the running for a two-night stay at our party place, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, the ultimate wine country destination. You have to be over 21 to win this. So everybody who qualifies today and gets tickets to the secret show gets in the running to win the grand prize 21st birthday two-day getaway at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. Tomorrow, between 7 and 9, we'll be announcing that winner, and we'll qualify four more people tomorrow and give away another trip the next day. So call now, 800-400-3697. We'd love to have you. It's going to be super fun. Lots of surprises. And that's where Hooman always goes and gets a massage, in that pool where the guy stands.
Yeah, the
they're like holding
pool,
you up and giving you a massage while you're floating on the top of the water and your head's in the water and there's music going. And
yeah, it's very romantic.
Ooh, and that's also where that little boutique is that I love so much.
Yes. I love that place.
Yeah. Let's go there first thing when we get there.
Okay.
I'm sure they're stocking up for you right now.
They should, because I don't buy a lot. I don't do a lot of shopping, and when I do, I'm like, I'm buying everything here. So call now. Your next chance is coming up at noon, then again at 3 and at 5. So we'll get a few people qualified, and tomorrow morning we'll find out who won the first grand prize.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 707 says, I had a really good friend that started dating a guy that I used to date in high school. I told her he was a horrible guy, but she dated him anyway. She defriended me because I didn't support her. Now they're broken up because he cheated on her all the time.
Mm. Did they get back together as friends?
It doesn't say, but you did what you could do.
Yep.
That's all.
You told the truth.
You did what you could do.
People don't want to hear it.
I actually, it's funny. I have a friend who's been on just a losing streak.
Aww.
Just been doing the kinds of things where I've tried to be supportive, tried to help out. I've also tried to be a cold splash of water on more than one occasion, hoping for the best. Right. We just haven't talked for a long time. There's just no
He's
way.
He's sick of hearing the truth out of you.
I'm sick of hearing anything from him, anything. Right. I just avoid it.
Well, it's what the hardest thing is when you're honest with someone and you tell them, look, you know, you keep coming to me with these problems and here's what you need to do and you're not doing it. They don't want to hear that. It's almost like they just want to complain. They want to have something to bitch about.
Well, one of the things I've heard repeatedly is that this person needs her to do it. Her to break up. She's got to.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, yeah, you can. Oh, my God. And I don't want to say the kind of things that go through my head, and it's not friendly. It's not the kind of...
Right.
But I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I can't hear it anymore.
If you're not going to do anything about it, quit complaining.
I need
about
you
it.
To be my dude right now. I can't. That's not... Sorry, I can't support this anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, 100%.
It's too much. 510 says, I call BS. I think they knew what was happening. They just wanted attention.
Oh, the cow?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd say that, but people, their wedding day is a big deal. And whatever your finances, you're probably spending more than you should on that day. It seems to me like you wouldn't want the cows humping in the background of your pictures. And
maybe
often,
they're your favorite cows.
And I think it's the weirdest thing, but the pictures, the bride and groom leave the wedding and spend an hour away from their own wedding taking pictures while everyone else is waiting.
I don't mind that. When they have a bar going and everything.
Yeah, well, some of us can't drink.
Yeah,
and
that's
we're like,
the
you're
problem.
Killing me over here.
They usually have like snack food, and you go and you mill about. I don't mind that, but I've been to weddings where there's a 4 or 5 hour break between the actual wedding and then the what's that?
He's at arena. Moo arena.
Moo arena. Because sometimes I've traveled to that wedding, or even, you know, it's not like I can pop home. I'm there. I'm in my clothes, and I find that to be super annoying.
You mean between the wedding and
the reception?
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't. What am I going to do? Just sit in my car for 5 hours? Like, this sucks, Beavis.
I hate when it's a different destination.
Then you all together, yes. Right? Like, everyone get in your car and leave the church
time
and now go to the community center.
Right.
I know. I actually find that. Listen, a lot of things about weddings are annoying. You have to remember it's not about you. It's about the bride and groom. Sure. It's their day, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, I understand all that. What I'm trying to say is my sort of thought on it was, this is their wedding, and they're not here.
Right.
The people who I was at their wedding, they left for an hour and a half to pose by trees down, you know, around the corner.
Photos
while all of
important.
Us just sat there.
Right.
What the hell? This is so... It just doesn't seem...
It's totally normal, though.
Maybe they should put the get-up on, like, the day before.
They're not supposed to see each other before the wedding. He's not supposed to see you in the dress.
Yeah, except that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. It's before the wedding. They're doing it. Okay.
Oh no! Usually it's after. It's well. I mean, who knows when?
No, in this case, I'm talking
it was before
directly.
They even did the
it was
ceremony?
Before the ceremony. I think she'd gotten made up, and they wanted to do the pictures before there was any.
Before she walked down the aisle,
how yeah,
she was crying.
Oh,
before she was sweating. Before there was any.
I'm
possibility.
Fresh as a daisy. Yeah. Let's make this happen now.
That's not how it went
that.
For you?
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh.
Usually it's the ceremony, and then they're gone for however long while everyone gets moved over to
you?
The...
Oh, we spent 10 minutes taking pictures.
Hey, where are your wedding photos? None of us ever saw those. Are they posted?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them.
I actually posted something not that long ago.
I've seen one or two of you, like, in your little outfit.
I have a couple. My girlfriend actually sent them to me. I asked her a couple months ago, and she sent me some.
Oh, funny.
I don't know what happened to that photographer guy.
We had that photographer all day long at the house, taking all pictures of us getting ready and all that. It was fun.
You liked it.
Yeah, you know me, how much I love taking pictures. Just hamming it up all day. We did all poses and pyramids. And
yeah. In your dress.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, I got to stand, you know. They don't make the bride get down.
925 says, Sarah's way or the highway, heaven forbid otherwise.
Yes, that is true. It's how I am. Why, what was that about?
About the cows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they said Sarah's having a cow about the cow.
I know. I don't even know why I had a cow about the cows. Like, what do I care? Have whatever you want at your wedding.
650 says, I bet if you all go to the tour at the new Apple spaceship, Vinny can find a Pepsi somewhere around halfway through.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that it's exciting and a lot of fun, and that I'll be driven to stay for a whole tour.
Let's limit it to an hour, you know.
From what I understand, they really went all out.
I can't wait to see it.
Like with studios of their own there. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Apple.
What'd you just...
I got a blank space, baby. I'll write your name.
My name is Anthony, and I need some positive vibes for a job interview today. Thank you, says 707.
Well, Anthony, we'll do what we can. Everybody, vibe out.
You got this, Anthony. Just be yourself. You'll be good. It's all good. You got it.
Send it your way. Good luck, buddy.
Can I get a happy birthday shout out to my awesome son, Harrison?
Harrison.
Oh, Harrison.
He turns 10 today. So he goes by Harry, right?
I would call a Harrison Harry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that name.
Solid name, for sure. Happy birthday, Harry. It was the Wolverine movie we've all been waiting for, says 925. Logan is excellent. I mean, really, really good. You're going to love it. It's weird, unfortunately, so many of those X-Men, this is the problem with all of the superhero movies, so many of them have either happened or prequeled or the stories have moved around that I've lost track.
Right.
So I don't know who the albino is at all in the movie. I have no idea what his...
And they just assume that you're going to know who that is.
I figure, I guess.
Do you watch it with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Violent, though.
As crappy as some superhero movies can be, though, and as lost as you can get in them, a really good one is... They're great.
Absolutely.
Like, the first two Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, I think, were great. The first Iron Man... Just like when you just, don't end, oh please, more.
What about Deadpool?
Deadpool was excellent.
Who's the albino dude in Logan, Human? What's that guy's deal?
Yeah, so he has the ability to read minds. He's a very unique character. He can give you a kind of a disease in your mind, which basically breaks down your entire... His name is Caliban.
Caliban? He didn't do crap in the movie. He was like just a whiny bitch.
Is he just
bit.
A friend
well,
of his?
One of the things is nobody quite understands why Logan is losing his mutant powers. And they think Caliban gave him some kind of like mental virus.
Oh.
Which is causing... Like I'm reading some nerdy message boards to learn all this stuff. But... They still won't say what was wrong with Logan in Logan. They won't say what was wrong with him, why he was falling apart.
See, that's... I just assumed that some of this stuff came from previous movies, and so I just had to let a lot go in order to enjoy it, and I did. But I feel like the movies have... There's been too many. It's like superhero pollution.
Right.
Or something. You just go, I don't know, What is the order of X-Men that I needed to follow to be caught up on this?
And I don't know the differences between some of the groups, too, because you've got the whole Avengers set, and then there's like the...
Guardians.
The Guardians.
So the Guardians are the close cousins.
League of Super Friends.
The Guardians are close cousins of the Avengers, and there's a lot of crossover between them in the comics. They need to do a crossover movie with the Guardians. That would
Someone
be really
just
good.
Just needs to lay out a family tree, I think.
The new Spider-Man should be
really
good.
Or do less movies, like less.
New Spider-Man's going to be good. New Wonder Woman should be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting a lot of...
Seen that tonight.
Oh, I heard they're... What, in fact, I think your boyfriend posted it. Human.
What did he say?
Who, Bryn?
No, Chris Kelly posted something like, Wonder Woman has broken the records on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, people love it.
I guess so.
I'm super jealous. My husband's going to go see it with Human and review it this week.
Well... Can tell you all about it.
Well, I don't want to know all about it. I want to go see it.
With him?
No, just in general.
Hmm. Oh, it's at 96%.
That's pretty good.
Is that a record?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, there are movies that have 100%. Get Out, the movie you saw, had 100%.
Did you see that yet?
I haven't seen any movies. What's... I have not had time to
You didn't
to
watch
sit down
anything
watch
on the
movie.
Plane?
No, I didn't. You know what movie I watched this weekend was something called The Room, which is apparently like 12 or 15 years old or something, shot here in San Francisco, and it's so bad, it's hilarious.
The Room.
It's this guy, Tommy Wiseau.
I don't know.
It's this Polish guy.
Why'd you watch it?
Because I guess it's a cult thing, and my kids were like, we have to watch this movie. You got to sit down and watch. You can't believe how bad this is. And it is fascinating how bad. The guy wrote it, directed it.
It stars
the star
in it.
Of it.
It's and like a it, human thing.
Well, it wasn't in my movie.
It is so,
you were in your movie?
Not really.
No, he wasn't the star of it, though. This guy is, and I mean, like, you can't even decide who's the worst actor in this movie. It's just, it's comical how it's fascinating. You can't, like, why?
We watched a clip this morning. It's pretty bad.
It's
terrible acting.
Oh, it's terrible.
Script, everything it, about it
it's
is
just
horrible.
Can you play him that one little chunk? Where, like, his girlfriend
But
gets
all the kids
drunk.
Love this.
No, nobody loves it. It's it's like a cult classic of badness.
Huh.
It's horrible.
About?
The Room. Play that one little clip where his girlfriend gets him drink. He doesn't drink, but his girlfriend brings him a glass of bourbon and then pours vodka on top of it, and he takes a sip because it's pretty good, and then it shows them getting drunk, and then she alleges that he hit her while this was going on because she's trying to break up with him.
Why didn't she just say, I want
to... I don't know why. She's just... She is horrible, too. So he comes out. He comes. I guess they all hang out on the roof of their building in San Francisco. So he comes out of the roof stairwell, and he says, "All right,
ready?
Yeah.
I gotta do this at the same time. That's why."
Do you know this guy, Hooman? All right. Were you involved in this movie?
I want this bad movie.
That's the guy on the right.
I know who he is.
Tommy Wiseau.
He's a big deal in L.A.
He is?
This movie's a big deal in L.A., yeah.
Well, he still apparently takes it around, tours
it.
He
it's puts always it in the theater still down there.
And people will... it is so...
Whoa.
You watch 5 minutes, you go, I'll never make it through this. But then you find that you just keep watching it and keep watching it. And it's just... oh, I don't know what it is about it. It's fascinating. Apparently, at one point, one of the guys who worked on that, Greg Cisnero, is that his name?
Yeah, Greg Cisnero.
He worked on Sestero or something. He worked on this movie, and he wrote a book about his experience working on this movie with this dude. Because this guy paid for the movie, too. Like, is rich, had $10 million, bought the cameras, you know, paid to make this movie that he'd written. And Seth Rogen was going to make a movie about the book, about the making of this film, and James Franco was going to play this guy. I don't think it ever panned out.
Oh, really?
But it's just... anyway.
I knew this guy, Greg, the co-star of the movie, he's from Walnut Creek.
Oh, Mark? Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
I did not! Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Yeah. So that's the movie I watched. I couldn't watch a good movie. I had to watch that thing.
I saw The Incredibles and Logan, and you saw that.
Yeah.
All right.
But I have to say, I'm glad I saw it because, man, it's been the running joke at my house for the last couple days. Super fun. Every time anyone walks in the room, oh, hi, Mark.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you. I did not hit her. I did not.
What's the dude's accent? What is that?
Polish. It's a Polish dude.
All right.
I guess.
Well, we're out of time, everyone.
Oh, sorry. The room, everyone.
Right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, summer's officially here. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't look like it outside.
Oh, no, it's kind of, you know what? In San Francisco right now, it's actually kind of sunny. And it's supposed to heat up by this weekend, then, is what I heard. Like, it's going to be more days, like, which I was fine with. This past weekend, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, me too.
More like that.
Yep, agreed.
Doesn't need to get any hotter.
Anyway, hope you have a good one out there, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
All right, coming up the rest of the day, you have more chances to win your way into our 21st birthday party tour, the Secret Show pool party on June 28th. Be listening at noon, 3, and 5 for your chance to win tickets to the Secret Show and maybe a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.